Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brusten Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
It is a great day to be alive on this Tuesday. Kyle Brusten Northman across ESPN Wisconsin. My name is Ben Brust. Alongside me, dressed in Packer green, Christmas green, is Kyle Wall.
Yes, sir. You caught on. I said, what am I going to wear today? I said, I want to wear some Packer green, baby. I want to wear something that reminds me of how good and great my football team is how great I look.
Let me say you need to do some push-ups.
Oh, yeah.
My
chest. I mean, it is what it is, you know?
Brad? About the lie?
No. Why you gotta ask Brad? I just said I'm gonna put it together next year, 2026, we getting back in the gym.
Shout out Princeton Club. Brad Northman, longtime NFL punter, Super Bowl 50 runner up. The Jags run the South. Did the Panthers run the South?
Panthers run the South. 2014 t-shirt for today. I've got a few more on the docket. I will say though, I was just dwelling on this today. It's only Tuesday. I don't know if it's because, you know, Thanksgiving was on Thursday and the Packers felt like, you know, they played it forever ago. Sunday feels like so far away still.
It feels so far away.
Like, there's been so much talk of the Bears and Packers and all this stuff. It feels so far away. I can't believe it's only Tuesday. I thought it was Thursday.
Running the show is producer Alex Strofe. You, KBN Nation, as always, 800-990-3776 is the Carbos Talk and Text Line. If you're going to, like, wave like that, you should at least put yourself on camera on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison, where you can see our beautiful faces and Kyle's fit.
Yeah.
Miss levels.
I will say,
you said what?
Fitness levels.
Oh, ha ha ha.
You do wear turtlenecks more than most people I know.
No, yeah, I wear a lot of turtlenecks because I'm very handsome in them, and I like to put a chain on for some of them.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
I'm a chain guy.
Yeah, I can see that. I like it.
So, I'm not going to lie. I feel the same way, Brad, because what's consumed this first 24 hours of the work week is literally Bears fans on Twitter. I would say there is a very vocal keyboard warrior, but the vocal confidence when you talk to a Bear fan, you do not
that is
literally imposter.
Doesn't translate.
Two different people. Somebody on a keyboard and somebody talking about the Bears is very, very different. Now, we have a little bit of evidence of that with David Kaplan, who joined us yesterday, host of Cap and Jay Hood, mornings on ESPN 1000. And, like, hey, you know, he's goofy, he's fun, you know, he's excited. Caleb Williams, next 10 years will be by Jordan with the statue, blah, blah, blah. But when we get down to the nitty-gritty and we ask him, you know, what do you think is going to happen on Sunday? Here's what David Kaplan said to us yesterday. Here's what
all
David
game.
Kaplan.
I think it's tight. I think it's a hell of a game. It'll be very cold there. It'll be absolutely what Midwest football is all about. I do think the Bears get to 10-3.
So, again, when I listen to that, like, where's the, like, dude, based off the way we just ran it down Philly's throat for 250 yards, we're coming into Lambeau. We're 9-3. We're the top dogs, and we're going to take you down. It was like, tight game. Like, you know, you feel the energy that I'm feeling, or am I off?
No, you're pretty spot on. They're lacking that oomph with it, right? They're lacking anything that exudes any type of confidence. From that comment that we have, it's going to be a tight game. He didn't, like you said, Ben, he didn't talk about what they were going to do. He was just talking about what he was hoping that was going to happen. They exude zero confidence or belief that their team can actually win the game. And I'm telling you this right now, Cap is an entertainer. He knows how to entertain. He's a guy who is very passionate when it comes to his sports. He is a homer down there in Chicago. So he says a lot of crazy things. He can speak with confidence, and he knows how to speak with conviction. That has zero conviction. You mean to tell me that's the best they have to offer? That's the guy that's supposed to energize their fan base?
Play it again. This is electric audio of why the Bears are going to pound the Packers at 9-3 atop of the division. Do the Bears win?
I think the Bears do win the football game. I think it's tight. I think it's a hell of a game. It'll be very cold there. It'll be absolutely what Midwest football is all about. I do think the Bears get to 10-3.
Yeah, Weatherman Cap spoke with zero conviction because he doesn't believe what he is saying. Like, if it was me, after our team did what they did on Friday, like what they did against the Eagles, they beat the Eagles. That
right.
even
they
that
smacked
got my,
them.
That yeah. got my attention. Yeah. You listen,
Packers
we
didn't do that.
No, the hell they did. They beat the Eagles.
Packers
they beat the Lions. They
beat the Eagles. I'm
but
saying
that's the thing. They didn't beat the Eagles, but they beat the Lions. Guess what? I walked around for a whole 5 days like my stuff didn't stink because my football team and my quarterback and my offensive coordinator showed the whole damn league exactly what they are. The Bears have to prove they belong. That's exactly what it is, and the fans understand that. Until then, they're fraudulent. They're fake, and they don't have any confidence in their football team because their football team is just meh. They're just meh with a good record.
Yeah, I think about the days when, like, the Badgers were really good over Minnesota, and the Packers obviously beating the Bears for just decades and decades. Whenever this would be brought up, it would always be met with so much, like, come on now, we're talking about this. The Packers or the Badgers are going to steamroll their enemy, steamroll their rival. And whenever you pause, whenever you don't know what to say, you stall. Right, and that's what Cap was doing. He was
lowest
stalling.
Common denominator of conversation is the weather.
He's talking tight. He's talking location in the Midwest. He's talking cold. I mean, why didn't he go to? Yeah, the Packers will not be able to stop our run. Ben Johnson will put up a genius game plan. There is so many things he could have said, all which would have had a flavor of truth to it.
That
we
is
didn't
crazy.
Say any of it.
Brett, you're absolutely right. We could make a better argument for the Chicago Bears than what the Bears fans can. Like, we can say, listen, you got Swift Manungai. You got a great offensive coordinator.
One of the best O-lines in the NFL.
Exactly. You got all this stuff, but when you don't believe in yourself and your team doesn't believe in a team, you just say, well, you know.
We'll see what happens. It's going to be a tight game in the cold weather.
It's going to be a Midwest-type football game.
Make sure you bundle up and bring an extra pair of gloves.
It's going to be chilly.
Stop it, man, because again, they know as fans they have not had to watch this team play a meaningful football game in years, and this specific football team has never played a meaningful game. This is a divisional game. The Eagles game was cool. Like, congratulations. Y'all winning, y'all played the Eagles to show that y'all actually, you know, hey, we're better than what you think. But now this is for a lot. These next two or three games may determine whether or not y'all going to get an NFC North championship. And guess what? I have a football team that's been there, done that. Not NFC championship with this quarterback, but with this coach. I have a football team whose backs were against the wall, and what did they do? They found a way in the first season that Jordan Love was a starter to make the playoffs and then went on the road and beat the Dallas Cowboys. Last season as well, we couldn't beat the great teams, but what do? We still made the playoffs. So this is a football team that is tried and true, have been through it a little bit, and the Chicago Bears, they have it. They haven't. That's why the fans don't have confidence, because they have not been there before.
Another funny thing that I've seen is, I mentioned specifically, I said, I don't think you can just go from ass to winning the North. And somebody says, well, just go watch football. This happens all the time. I'm not talking about around the NFL. I'm specifically talking about the Chicago Bears. The Packers have dominated the NFC North. You could sprinkle in a couple NFC North championships for the Bears, but when's the last time that a Bears-Packers game actually had meaning behind it for both teams? I think you'd have to go back to 2018, and that was last season of Mike McCarthy, because since then, you know who arrived into Green Bay, into Lambeau Field?
Mr. LaFleur.
Matt LaFleur, who's 11-1 with the biggest asterisk next to the one I've ever seen in my life, that I'm seeing Bears fans use that one win in week 18 where Jordan Love played in a half where the game meant nothing for them as part of an argument. So there's like, it's crazy to me. It is crazy.
I still don't think 2018 counts because the Packers fell. They lost to the Bears on December 16th. Of 2018, and the Packers fell to, I believe it was 5-9-1 after that loss.
Correct.
So they were already pretty much eliminated from the playoffs. Obviously, Chicago won the division.
I'm saying Chicago, like, at least had something to play for there. But I guess my original point was, when's the last time that both of the teams were, like, battling for something within this
game? NFC Championship game in 2010.
2010?
Ooh. January of 11.
That's a long
that
time ago.
That was such a fun game.
Oh, my gosh. That's such a long... The kids...
Jay Cutler on the bike.
Teach me how to Raji.
You know what's crazy about that? There are high schoolers or middle schoolers right now who, when they see that game, they're watching on NFL films because they weren't around for it. That's how long it's been since they played in a meaningful game.
All of my brother's children.
Oh, they don't... Can you hey, Dad, can you tell us the story about Jay Cutler on the bike? Can you tell us the story about how the Green Bay Packers came into Chicago and won? Can
no
you tell
joke,
us the story
no
about
joke, though. In
Julius Peppers?
In 2010, that would have been my freshman year of college, and his firstborn was when I was like a sophomore or freshman in high school. So his oldest is three when that happened.
I think the answer is 2013, probably. It was. I think that was the final week of the season, the Randall Cobb pass. You guys know what I'm referring to?
Oh, yeah, that was on that brown field.
Yeah,
4th and 8.
2013, Packers finished the season 8-7-1 and got in the playoffs. Chicago finished 8-8 and missed the playoffs because they lost that game.
What's crazy is Kyle—
But again, that's 12 years ago.
Yeah, Kyle, you brought up this stat because like when we were growing up in the 90s, right, from 90— Say it again, from 92—
It was from 1992 into 98. So like the core years of us growing up in Packers fans where the Packers went to NFC championships, the Packers went to two Super Bowls. In between that time, the Packers did not lose to the Chicago Bears. So growing up, we didn't see it.
Crazy. And there are Bears fans now that are experiencing the inverse of that, right? Where they don't even know what it's like to have a competitive team being the Chicago Bears or having them beat the Green Bay Packers. Just wild how lopsided the domination has been. And here's the other thing. Here's what's so interesting about Bears fans not exhuming the confidence that I would expect out of a 9-3 team that currently holds the number one seed in the NFC. If there's an expert in a field, right, and they come to you with caution, like let's say you're in the investment world, and you're talking to an expert, and he's like, I don't know about the market right now. I don't know. You're probably going to listen to them. He probably knows more about it. All these Bears fans, they're expert Bear fans. They've watched the games. We haven't watched many Bear games, have we? We've watched a couple here and there, but they've watched every snap of every Bear game, and they do not have the confidence that I would expect. That tells me everything I need to know. They know this team. They know that their record is more than what this team actually has on the field, and that's why they don't have the level of confidence going into this game that they normally should if you're a 9-3 record and the best team record-wise in the NFC.
Yeah, starting in 94, the Packers started laying a smack down on the Bears for a couple years.
Let's go to Ryan in Madison. I believe he's a Bears fan that Strofe cuts off a lot. 800-990-3776 on the Carbless Talk and Text line. Ryan, go ahead.
Hey, thanks for the history lesson, guys. I am old enough that when I was in middle school, I watched Charles Martin pick up Jim McMahon and slam him down on the ground after the whistle was blown. Yes,
cool. That was cool. A little but, dirty.
You know,
I'll be honest.
You're right. I don't have confidence because you know why? You guys have been kicking our ass for the last, 200 years. And so I am quietly hoping that we just don't get embarrassed. I don't know. I'm not here to start no trouble. I'm just here to do the Super Bowl Shuffle out.
Hey, you know what? I'll let you have it because you know what? He's absolutely right. We've been kicking their behinds for years, and it feels good. That's why I said I love seeing Bears fans in misery. I love them going into a game thinking, I don't know if I believe.
I would honestly prefer them to start using actual evidence of on-field play. They have some things that they should be proud of, their team, right?
I just love how you said that, though. They have reasons to be proud of their team.
They do. They have got reason to be proud. And they're not really gravitating toward it.
Let me debunk all of those reasons. Because I put together a top five reasons of why the Chicago Bears are frauds. And I said yesterday they're not what the record says it is at 9-3. And everyone's like, you know, the old coach came up with that adage. You must not be paying it. I said it for a reason because I truly believe it, and it will be exposed in their final games to come. The top five reasons why the Chicago Bears are frauds and why all these fans of Chicago Bears that you talk to, you only see them typing on Twitter. You don't see them mouthing off to you. I'll tell you why next.
These hands are not made for fixing anything in a house. I make a phone call, and I'm cheap. But I ain't that cheap. I got my guys. Got my handyman. Shout out to Chris. Under the table.
Just like that. Dude's getting audited now.
Yeah. On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Kyle Brustin Ortman across ESPN Wisconsin. With you, KBN Nation, as always, on the ESPN Wisconsin app. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text line. Liss is more. And, of course, on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. Packers-Bears matchup 325 for the division lead on Sunday. Kyle's wearing green, feeling confident. Strofe's running the show. Brad's rocking some old NFL divisional championship gear, and I'm here to provide information to all of you. As we were talking about the lack of confidence that the Bears fans have, specifically David Kaplan, who joined us of Cap and Jay Hood of ESP 1000, I think they're going to walk away 10-3. It's going to be a cold weather game in the Midwest with no real reasoning as to why.
No details, no description, no dazzling details, no information. Like, isn't he supposed to be like a sports guy who knows sports, who's supposed to provide people with background and information of why his team could win? That was lack thereof that.
Take that, Cap, as he would say. Take that.
Well, that's what he told you. He went on his show and he said, yeah, Ben Bruss isn't even from Wisconsin. He's a fake Packers fan. Take that, Ben. The hell is that? He's not passionate.
That's irrelevant to this game.
He's not a Packers fan. The
called
Bears
deflection.
Are going to win because Ben's not a real Packers fan. Yeah.
All right, let's go to the top five reasons as to why I think the Bears are fraudulent. I dug deep into at least three of these. Hit it, Strofe.
Number five.
They have 26 takeaways. We'll get to the takeaways later in this program. They have 17 interceptions. I'd like to congratulate the Chicago Bears for having 3 interceptions against J.J. McCarthy, the worst quarterback in the league. 3 interceptions against Geno Smith, who leads the NFL in interceptions. Congratulations on feasting on that. Spencer Rattler, who's been benched for a guy's name that nobody can even pronounce, 3 interceptions against
him.
And I think you can throw Mason Rudolph in there as well. Yeah. 10 of those 17 interceptions against the yuck of the NFL quarterbacks. Feasting on trash.
Yeah, that's
number feasting four. On trash.
Number four, simply put here, their record against teams above 500, lack thereof. The Pittsburgh Steelers are now 500. The Baltimore Ravens are 500. The Dallas Cowboys are 1 game above 500. They played them in week 4. And congrats, like Kyle said, you beat the Eagles, but now it's time to actually beat an opponent that's real inside your division. Because last time I saw the Detroit Lions in the Bears play, what was it? I can't remember. 52-21.
I believe so. Oof. They got the smackdown laid to them when they played a good football.
So again, they've beaten no one. But let's take this a step further with who they've beat.
Number three.
They are 6-1 in one score games. Take one score. Remember, one score game, tight game. Kind of reminiscent of when the Vikings, not last year. But when they lost to Daniel Jones in the first round of the playoffs, they had that one-score game, amazing record. The Bears have beaten 6 teams in a one-score game. The Las Vegas Raiders, congratulations, that's a big win. The Washington Commanders, they're old and they stink, congratulations. The Joe Flacco-led Bengals, congratulations, that was a shootout. The New York Football Giants, they really put on a good showing and have been awesome this year. The Minnesota Vikings, I think it was 19-17 against J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah, J.J. led them downfield against that vaunted defense to actually take the lead.
Oh, shucksy doodles. I forgot to mention they got Mason Rudolph because their true owner in Aaron Rodgers was unable to play due to injury. Let's move on.
Number two.
Caleb Williams has a 57.1% completion percentage. His own head coach is calling out the passing game because it's not where it needs to be. It's great. Glad he's looking for progress. But let's remind you that all three of us know the truth about the quarterback of the Chicago Bears. Please, Strofe.
Number one.
Oh.
Caleb Williams sucks.
Caleb Williams sucks. Ha.
Caleb Williams sucks. Ha.
And number one, since Strofe had a little quick trigger, they are still the Chicago Bears. And on Monday, we will be saying what Dennis Allen said about them, just in a different way. Dennis Green.
But they are who we thought they were.
A little too much New Orleans Saints in my life right now.
I
had looking up Spencer Rattler numbers. I was deep into the Saints. So, again, the turnover margin in the run game is literally the only thing they have going for them. Caleb Williams is, sure, he's improved, but he's improved so much that he's throwing at 57% completion, and Ben Johnson knows the pass game isn't where it needs to be. The point differential isn't there. They have 6 wins in one-score games against the dog water of the NFL. This is when the Packers will expose who the Bears really are. It's just like, again, it was cute. It's been fun, but it will come to an end. And I genuinely know and believe that.
Yeah, I mean, Ben, that's really, really well said. I mean, compelling stuff. It's just, all of that reminds, if you were just looking at Chicago Bears 9-3, you'd say, oh, wow, that's pretty good. And they are turned around from last year. There's no doubt about that. But when you dig deeper, it's remarkable how bad their schedule is, how close the games have been, and how they rely on only a couple things to actually get victories. It's like, you know, it's like when someone has like a resume and says, oh, 4.0 GPA. Oh, but you went to like XYZ Super Easy Academy. And like, you know, the internship. Oh, you had an internship. Oh, you didn't really do anything at it. If you just dive a little bit deeper, you can see that over the surface, there's really not much to it. So that's why I'm personally eager to see how this team does against a very battle-tested Green Bay Packers as well. So pretty compelling stuff, Ben.
Yeah, again, but at the end of the day, the Chicago Bears football team, they have the easiest strength of schedule of any team in the NFC. They've been able to feast off that. I give you credit.
Feast off the trash,
yeah,
that is.
Feasting off trash. Yeah, they're Oscar the damn Grouch. They've just been dumpster diving.
I love trash. Yeah,
and they can barely feast off that trash because
wild
they're
character.
Barely winning a lot of these games. And so,
for
again, the Chicago Bears are going to be exposed as fraudulent as they are. They are not going to be able to go on the road in Green Bay and play a game that actually means something against the Green Bay Packers, a football team that is playing for something. I will say this and continue to say this. The game against the Eagles was not a win or a must-win game for the Eagles. It was not one of those type of games. The Chicago Bears had more to play for. Two grown men teams went out there, and the Bears won. Congratulations. But now the pressure is going to be ratcheted up quite a bit because the Bears understand if they lose against the Green Bay Packers, guess what? Now they're looking up at us in the division. And now the pressure switches and swaps right back on them because now that game 2 weeks from now, that is a must-win game. We talk about name that game. Well, 2 weeks from now, if the Chicago Bears lose to the Green Bay Packers, they must win that football game against the Packers.
I'd like
all
to
that
throw
pressure
Alex
gets put
Strofe
on the team
into the
that's playing a bad schedule.
You were the guy who said there's a 0% chance that the Bears beat the Packers last year.
Yeah, and I was right.
In the first game.
Yeah, well, I was right in the first game. Yeah, that's what I said.
How the vibe that I'm giving right now is I'm starting to feel like I'm getting a little overconfident. I feel like self-reflection is important.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you and your self-evaluation there. I can't believe, as I'm listening to you three goofballs, that I'm going to come to the defense of the Chicago Bears.
Oh, wow. We always knew you were a closet Bears fan.
I can't say
he wants to put on that Mike Ditko sweater.
Yeah.
Couple things. The record against teams with a record over 500, the Packers are 2-0. They've only beaten the Lions twice. That's it.
That's pretty good victories, though.
Agreed, but those are their only wins against teams that are above 500. That's it. That's the end of the list. You just said last Friday's game between the Bears and Eagles meant more to the Bears than it did the Eagles.
100%. It was an I-need-to-prove-it type game. 100%.
Well, the winner of that game, no matter who would have won, would have been the one seed in the NFC.
Yeah,
so it was equally important to both teams.
No, the one seed week 13 ain't the same as one seed week 17 or 18, man. Stop it.
Yeah, well, Eagles have kind of been there, done stop that. It. So I'm not sure they felt any sort of pressure. This was like the Bears' first time on a national scene wanting to prove something.
And if the Rams win that football game, the Rams are still the number one seed.
Right, but from Friday to Sunday, they still would have been the one
Friday,
seed. And the Rams lost.
Yeah, Friday to Sunday, they were going to say, yeah, we're one seed Friday to Sunday. Stop it. You sound just as delusional and stupid as these Bears.
The Bears have been the one seed since Friday.
Just stand on what you believe in because you're doing their job. And you're not doing very well at it, so I guess you're doing exactly what they do. Suck at making a case for why your football team actually has an opportunity to win.
That's not what I'm making a case for. I'm just defending the points you guys have made.
You think the Bears are really good, Brad and Kyle?
No, I don't. I don't think the Bears are good. I'm just saying,
sure,
if you want to use the, hey, they have beaten nobody against them, you could kind of do the same thing to the Packers, except they've beaten the Lions twice, which are good victories. I'm not disagreeing with that. You can only play who's in front of you, and the Bears are going to do that, and they're probably going to lose four of their last five games and miss the playoffs. That's how I see this playing out. I'm still not buying into the Bears.
Remember, we always have our Big J journalist, Alex Strofe, here to protect the integrity of information that's being put out across
my job.
ESPN Wisconsin.
It's my job, yeah.
Good job.
Keep us balanced.
There's our journalist. We're so proud to have you.
Thank you.
To stall any fun conversation about the sucky Bears, to give them a little props just to say they're going to lose four of their last five games.
To say it didn't mean anything to the Eagles is ridiculous. They're imploding.
As compared to the Bears.
As compared.
Maybe, I guess. I don't know, Brad.
Is Nick Sirianni?
Brad, you played on a 15-1 football team. Did you ever stroll into a game when you guys were 12-1 and go, you know, we need this one a little bit less than the other team. I think we're going to go ahead and punt
today. But there's truth to the fact that, like, there's a target on your back when you're the reigning dude. And I was never always second place. Brad's never the reigning champion, but the Eagles are the reigning champion, the reigning big boy in the NFC. So when that's the case, there's always a target
right,
on your
but
back.
Everything is falling apart around them. And that was already the case going into Friday's game. They needed a victory bad. And now the Cowboys are within striking distance.
If the Eagles win, is Nick Sirianni taking off his shirt in the locker room? Like Ben Johnson did to the Bears.
Well, I don't know that a Philly cheesesteak restaurant.
That was so good.
So that shows you.
Stroke came up to that mic, just cheesy. He said, he got me. And you're right, Ray. He took off his shirt to celebrate a regular season victory.
Yeah, but
first place week 13. I'm going to take my shirt off of my fucking show.
Whoa.
Almost way too much.
I already talked about your appearance. We don't want that being.
I mean, honestly, I'll say this.
For baby girl only.
Yeah, for baby girl only, unless I'm at a pool. But here's the thing is that I'm actually happy the Chicago Bears beat the Philadelphia Eagles because what that did was that got the attention of the Green Bay Packers in that locker room to understand. They already knew going into this game it was going to be a big game, but they've been taking care of the biz like nobody's business. But it got their attention because they actually beat a football team that was good that the Packers didn't lose to. So thank you, Bears. I'm glad y'all beat the Eagles because now I know my football team, who was locked and loaded and ready to go on Thanksgiving Day, they're going to have that exact same mentality to whoop that ass on Sunday.
Let's go to Tony and Heartland on the Carbless Talk and Text line. Tony, you're up with KBN.
Gentlemen, so here's the good point for everybody to remember. The Packers' three losses, how much was the total of that? 9 points.
Mm.
They lost three games by 3 points. We haven't even lost by 10 total freaking points this year. The Bears lost by what, 20? Was it 21 to the Lions?
It was more than
31
that.
31 to the Lions?
It was 50 to 21.
31.
Yeah,
52-21, 31 points. They lost by 31 points to the Lions. We beat the Lions twice. Better in division record. We don't lose from here. We should be undefeated. Good Lord.
Well, can't re-legislate the undefeated part because it's been part of this team's journey. Re-legislate? Okay. I'll keep that one in the noggin not to use again. It's part of the journey of how they got here. And all doubts have been eliminated from a Jordan Love turnover standpoint since the Browns game. It sucks. They should have won that game, absolutely. The way that Matt LaFleur coached the Cowboys game to tie, I didn't love. But right now, that tie with a win automatically puts you ahead of the Chicago Bears. So, may end up being in their favor. Now, Eagles, tight game, lost. Need more of the offense. But you're seeing Jordan Love play consistently great football, and he's going to need to. And this is not like making fun of the Bears. With their whole turnover thing they got going on, he needs to continue to value that football and cannot give them any opportunities, as that's the only way they're going to stay in this game throughout 60 minutes. Sure, they'll run the ball. He cannot give them extra possessions. Joining us next is the Super Bowl champ, host of Willie and Tausch, Green Bay Packer legend Mark Tauscher on Kyle Bruston-Ortman. But first, Brad, you're going to tell us about how you feasted on Thanksgiving and what you washed it down with.
Oh, that's right. All Thanksgiving weekend. Washing it down with an ice-cold Carbless. I'm already thinking about how I'm going to be doing that this upcoming weekend because it is between Thanksgiving and all the holidays coming up. It's a busy time now. I mean, you don't really have time to go out if you're hosting or just even looking to relax a little bit with all the moving around, the gifts to wrap, the parties to host. You don't have time to go get all the ingredients for a ready-to-drink or for a cocktail. But with a ready-to-drink cocktail like Carbless, it is ready for you. It's convenient. It's delicious. It's guilt-free. No sugars, no carbs, just 100 calories per can. Of course, gluten-free and the absolute perfect amount of carbonation. That carbonation needs to be tasted to truly believe how good it is. And because there's a flavor for everyone, there's no stress, there's no doubt. It doesn't matter if you're hosting a party or you're picking up some cases of Carbless and you're going to a holiday party, there will be a flavor for everybody to enjoy. So don't hesitate when you're in the grocery store, wherever you pick up your ready-to-drink cocktails, take a couple hands, pick up those delicious Carbless and pop it in your cart. And enjoy the delicious Carbless, the Liss is More Carbless, all season long.
Mark Tauscher next.
This is Kyle Brosten Nortman, KBN.
I said, "Baby, we gotta do more sucking." And so I called the company. I said, "Listen, y'all put this thing in here. Y'all need to come on."
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
I'm not going to sit here and panic about it.
Green and Gold Hall of Famer.
It's not apples to apples. For you, it is.
Solving the world's problems one day at a time.
Everybody doesn't grow and evolve at the same time.
It's Mark Tauscher.
Did you guys hang up on me or am I hanging up?
On Kyle Brosten Nortman.
Joining us now on Kyle Brosten Nortman is the Packer Hall of Famer, Super Bowl champ. Listen to him on Wildy and Tausch, 9 to noon across these very stations. Is Mark Tauscher. Tausch, what's going on, Ulti?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm obviously fired up to come on KBN. And right before I come on, I get a text from one of our Chicago teammates, who I will not name yet. And he said, "Benny and the boys are very nervous about this matchup with the Chicago Bears."
Come on now. I literally
gave a top five reasons why they're frauds.
Hey, you need to call that friend and say, "You a lie. You a lie."
He texted me and said, "Benny and the boys are nervous." That he said they're trying to put up with what we're frauds, something about frauds and everything else. And he just sounds very nervous.
Oh, we really are in their head, aren't we? It's pretty wild.
It's getting back to Tausch. I mean, it's spreading like wildfire. Tausch, when's the last time you felt this much anticipation for a Bears-Packers game?
I think it's been a while. I mean, I'm trying to think in 2018. I don't think we were very good, and the Bears won the division.
We looked that up, and that was the 5-9-1 McCarthy year. And they did sneak in with like a 9-8 record, I think.
Yeah, I don't think, obviously, the NFC Championship game way back in the day. Yeah, but outside of that, I said earlier this week, you know, the Lions have been our rival, the biggest rival the last 3 years, probably. And otherwise, really, throughout from that moment, that NFC Championship game, the Bears have not really been at the top of the list. And I think you'd make a really good argument they probably would be third throughout that period of time until now. Mm-hmm. So obviously now the Bears are in first. They're the top seed in the NFC. And they're good. And, you know, it's good when the Chicago Bears are good from a business standpoint. I think it's good for, you know, the fans. That this is obviously historically our biggest rival are the Chicago Bears. So it's nice that they're kind of coming back into the party. But I said this morning on our show, I feel like there's more angst and not celebrating their victories. That was a heck of a win they put together on Friday to go into the world champs house and just bully ball them. You would think, and now they're the one seed, you would think there'd be more, like the off season. You hear more on Twitter and more from Bears fans. Mm-hmm.
You're nailing it, Tausch. There is a lack of confidence, despite the fact that they put up 250 yards against the reigning champs, and like it's like they're staying quiet until after this game.
Yeah, it's hedging. It's wildying things. And I understand they don't want to get their hearts ripped out. They have 3 weeks here, they're going to play the Green Bay Packers twice. And I think they know that this is the barometer of where they're trying to get, even though they're ahead of us. I just, you know, I listened to Big Cat Big Cat Chicago, and he wasn't even like jump. He's hedging. And Matt Bowen joined us on our show, and he is a Chicago guy, even though he played for the Green Bay Packers. And I asked him if I was right about what that vibe I'm feeling. And he said, no doubt, this is the prove it game to the Chicago Bears that they belong where they're currently at. And I just found that very interesting.
Yeah, Tausch, that is super interesting. And as I reflect upon this game, I'm thinking about Jordan Love.
Let me set the record straight. It was 12-4 in 2018. I got a text to make sure that the record was straight.
Oh, critical.
You know, the one year that
it
was good
for that. Well, that was the double doink year, wasn't it?
Yes,
it was.
So wait, did they win a playoff game?
They did not.
After all that.
Cool.
Tausch, in your opinion, if we're going to consider Love a great quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, does he need to dominate the Bears in the same way that Favre and Rodgers did throughout their tenure?
I mean, I think that's always a part of it. You know, when you're looking at major rivalries, the Ohio States and Michigans and Bears, Packers, That is always a component, but let's be honest. I mean, the Aaron Rodgers 25-5, I think, and Favre, it's a component to how your legacy is built, but your legacy is built on championships and MVPs as the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. It is expected that you're going to win divisions. Like that is, and usually that, you know, will there be a year or two that maybe that doesn't happen throughout hopefully Jordan's 15-year career? Yeah, it might happen. But the idea that what has switched in this rivalry has been that we've gotten that position right and they haven't. Now they think that they have, but they don't know for sure. They have their own head coach kind of downplaying and talking about how they're winning in spite of their passing game. So the Jordan Love component, yes, to answer your question in a long-winded way, Brad, yeah, that's kind of built
in. You're wielding as well.
I've been hanging out with him a lot, so yes, that's a wieldy answer.
Hey, Taos, what is a weakness the Packers could potentially get exposed by the Chicago Bears on Sunday?
It's the run game and their physicality of what they did to the Eagles. And then you start factoring in that I don't know if Carl Brooks is going to play, Lucas Van Ness, obviously Wyatt's out for the season. That has been the formula for teams. The Carolina Panthers came and ran the football. The New York Giants ran it pretty good against us, and that is what the Bears are going to try and do. And if they can come in and have any type of success like they did against Philly, who, by the way, Philly, we couldn't move the ball against Philadelphia.
Very true.
Let's remind ourselves of that. That would be the biggest concern, because if that isn't the formula and you're looking at, you know, Caleb Williams needing to drop back 35 or 40 times and they're going to have to be awesome in the pass game, Green Bay will throttle them. They need to run the football and be able to play action pass from under center. And if they can do that, it's going to be a heck of a ball game. If they can't, they're going to be in big trouble.
Yeah, I guess I was going to ask something similar to Kyle, but you went there. Because the two topics to me are obviously their turnover margin and the way they put up the monstrous rushing numbers against the Eagles. Like, what's more important to you, limiting turnovers and taking care of the football or finding a way to stop that run? Because, like, those are the two things that they've been able to do well, and one of them you can rely on a little bit more with your running game. The other is dependent on, like I had said earlier, they have 10 interceptions, 3 against J.J. McCarthy, 3 against Geno Smith, 3 against Spencer Rattler. Like, Jordan Love's not that guy.
Oh, didn't you just answer the question then?
So it is the run defense.
Yeah.
Can they do it? But, like, do you trust Halfley to do it? Because they've been able to, they stopped Jahmyr Gibbs in a way that I still can't figure that out.
I
think the biggest thing is trying to figure out with Devontae Wyatt being out, because he played in that game and we saw how the Packers' run defense was without Devontae Wyatt. Now you got to depend on maybe Nazir Stackhouse and Brinson, and then also Colby Wooden to step up and elevate their game. I mean, can they do it?
We'll find out. That is the biggest question mark. You have young guys that are going to get their opportunity to showcase. And I trust Jeff Halfley. I trust him a lot. And I think he realizes the same thing that everybody that's watched is you need to do that. Needs to be, it can't be rushing the passer. It's got to be, we got to stop the run in order to earn the right to rush the passer. That includes Micah. That includes Rashawn. That includes everybody that you're looking at maybe getting back after the quarterback. So this game, more than any, I think is really important to make sure you're sound with what you're doing. And you're going to be a little light-handed. So in the past, you'd like rotating those guys through. You find who you think is playing the best football and let those guys play, and you see how everybody holds up. But Brinson's been disruptive.
A pass rusher, yeah.
He's not playing a ton of snaps, but he has been disruptive. So I think they have the guys to do it, but until you actually go out and do it, you kind of knew what you had when you had LVN and you had Devontae Wyatt, but those guys are not going to be available more than likely. So up steps the next man.
If they can do that, I look forward to watching Caleb Williams do the Kyler Murray thing, and then Micah finds him when he's running around. Bam! As Mark Tauscher joins us here on Kyle Bruston-Ortman across ESPN Wisconsin.
Tausch, true or false, the winner of this game will win the division?
I mean, I believe the Packers are going to win at home, so I'm going to say true. But if you look at the schedule, and the Packers' schedule is not easy, But it's not a death knell to them if they get beat to the Bears, because I think the Bears have to go to San Francisco. I don't know exactly the rest of that schedule. It's
Browns, obviously a huge game. San Francisco, Packers, and Lions.
Okay, and the Lions, who knows at that point if that's going to be a desperado game for them or if it's going to be it's over. So the more I'm thinking about it, yeah, I'm going to say yes. I think this is going to, A, from a confidence standpoint, I think the Bears are mildly confident and they're looking to get more confidence. This weekend could do that for them. But when you start looking at the schedule, and I think the Packers going out to Denver is going to be a huge task. And I don't know about the Ravens. The way the Ravens played last Thursday, anybody's beaten them. So I'm not as irritated about that. And obviously the Vikings, they're done. So, but yeah, these two games in the next 3 weeks are going to more than likely determine it. And if Green Bay wants to win the division, this is about as big of a game as you're going to have on the schedule.
Anything you got for us, Old T?
Yeah, you know, you guys are so good at raising money, and you do, like, you shave your heads, and you do all this stuff. And Sarah and I, and you guys are also great partners with American Family Insurance. What do you guys, as a show, do you want to help? Sarah and I just put $5,000 down that we want to have people match. If you can get $5,000, we've raised about $1,500 today. We're looking to close that gap and match. So we need about another $3,500. Do you guys have any good ideas from your show that could help help us raise that $3,500 for the American Family Children's Hospital?
We can use strophe in any way you want. That's where my brain goes right away.
Okay.
You get to tackle Alex Strofe in full pads.
What does your hair look like, Tausch?
You have a ton of good ideas. What's that?
You still got them long locks?
He does.
Ooh. I mean, maybe we get a little cleanup, you know?
I'm asking, yeah, but I mean, we're obviously doing stuff. You guys are so good on your end.
Oh, you're asking what can we do?
Yeah, Kyle's not going to do anything. I can bully Brad and Strofe.
He's jumped in a lake.
Thank you, Tausch.
He didn't even put his head under the water.
But he jumped in a lake. Tausch, you know what? Willie and Tausch have cooked this week.
Great stuff. Yeah. So I'm just asking for you guys to, you know, if you can, in the goodness of your heart, you know, jump in there. It's Giving Tuesday.
It is Giving Tuesday.
You know, we're all AmFam ambassadors here. I know. I hear Kyle. I'm sure somebody, either it's Brad or you. So let's just think about it. You guys obviously don't need to do anything.
I'll throw money at it if people donate. I'll throw $200 on top of your match.
Okay.
Yeah, donate too. Go.
I'm not turning Bears donate? Packers into the show today of raising money, which I'd love to on Giving Tuesday, but I'll throw money at it if you're able to raise the $5,000.
How can people donate, Tausch?
It's on my Twitter feed. It's amfamkids.org is the website that is up and running.
We'll tweet
you want to pull money out of our pocket, and we want to give. So there we go.
Hit up David Kaplan for a bet if you feel confident about the Packers. You probably won't see the check for another year and a half. But
I already text Sylvie about there's some outstanding things, and I wanted to see if he wanted to go double or nothing.
That's a thing.
Yeah, they don't deliver those bets at ESPN 1000. They're just all talk.
No, I'm not gonna say that because he has offered to do that a couple of times, and I've wanted to press and go double. And he did it a couple years ago, and then last year he was very hesitant. And now that his team is 9-3, I think he's going to join us later this week. That's what kind of stemmed this whole, I don't know how confident they are, because Sylvia is Johnny Bear fan, and he is very, this doesn't seem confident.
Oh, I see a swing in his future.
Maybe. I could understand that. Yep. All right, thanks, boys.
We're also going to do, Tausch, as you go, is talk about who he loves and who we love, and that's Gina Della from Pella.
No, we love Gina. Gina's the GOAT.
Gina is the GOAT. I mean, Gina with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, they always deliver, especially now as you're feeling the effects of snow and cold weather. Drafty windows and doors, there's never been a better time for you to invest, truly an investment in Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin to increase that home cost, that home value, decrease energy costs, and take advantage of all their options and all their customizations. If you want to give a Christmas present to yourself, then you need to go to the showroom. the Experience Center showroom at in Brookfield for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. It is unbelievable to see what they can do. Personalizations, customizations, whatever you need to fit your needs, they're going to take it. They're going to take care of you. And right now, 0% interest for 24 months, 2 years of 0% interest, and you get to enjoy those beautiful windows and doors from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Visit PellaWI.com to see more today.
I do want to preemptively put this up on the poll on Twitter at KBN ESPN. Against the Bears, will the Packers go 2-0, split, or go 0-2? I want to see where the pulse is for the next two games. This one included, obviously, will be in there. 800-990-3776. That is the Carbless Talk and Text line. It is time now for someone to make a fool of themselves. Coming up next on the Bears Fan Take of the Day into Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust? Back in a short time here.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
Is one of the things that your girlfriend gets upset with is you interrupting her like this?
Probably. I just complimented you. What the hell?
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
On Twitter at KBN ESPN. Will the Bears find a way to get one victory against the Packers? I don't really think so. I'm feeling very confident after all the deep dive and, you know, the high of coming off the Eagles game and playing their best game and looking back at the entire season. 2-0 split, 0-2 for the Packers. I really do lean 2-0, and it's not just out of, like, the hatred of seeing Bears fans delusionally chime in. It's how I genuinely feel that these two will play out.
One is based off what we've been presented throughout the whole football season. The Chicago Bears are clearly not the better football team. That is why Chicago Bears fans are being very, very quiet right now when it comes to having the level of confidence that you would exude if your team was really good.
Well, let's hit our Bears fan take of the day. I'm sure it's going to be electric.
Don't really have anything to talk about this week. Let's let the boys play out on Sunday and see what the results are. But I'm confident in my team, I'm confident in Ben Johnson, and I'm certainly confident in my quarterback.
Oh, now that is
like cap!
No, give me a lie detector test. No, you know why it's worse? It's because you
he
know
doesn't
his coach
believe speak. What he's saying.
You know where you went too far? He said, I'm confident in our quarterback.
Play it again!
Don't really have anything to talk about this week. Let's let the boys play out on Sunday and see what the results are. But I'm confident in my team, I'm confident in Ben Johnson, and I'm certainly confident in my quarterback.
Certainly my behind. Certainly
know
he's
lying. Talk about let's let the boys play it out. Come on now. You don't say that when you are extremely confident for Sunday.
It sounds like he's peeing his pants.
He's already hedging.
I'm still waiting for a Bears fan to get up here and speak with some conviction and talk like they stuff don't stink. Hey, our football team's going to absolutely roll you. Your quarterback, Jordan Love, yeah, we're going to harass him. We're going to get some turn. Like, give me something, not my core. I believe
I
in my quarterback.
I
certainly believe in our quarterback. Come on now. Now, that was
maybe
a lot.
This John in Chicago will do that. Do you have any real things to say, or are you going to dance around your team like everyone
only
else
know
does?
Bozos with the name John in Chicago, so I hope it ain't the one I know.
You know what? Let me make this real simple for Brust and Company. The Bears are playing big boy football, okay? The Bears just walked into Philly. We manhandled the Eagles up front. The O-line bullied them. We ran them down all game. Defense, number one in the league in turnovers. Philly had six all seasons. The Bears took two on Friday in the afternoon. It's Ball Hawk City. It's the Bears defense as it's always been. Now, you Packers fans, you're still chanting just one name. Jordan Love this. Micah Parsons that. You guys need a star to
two names.
We don't. Our defense has been beat up all year, and the mantra has been next man up. This isn't a one-man show. This is an identity built by the shirtless hot dog.
You know what, though? I actually respect that Bears fan. He came in with evidence, with confidence. I've been waiting for that.
Yeah, I mean, right on the Carbless Talk and Text line of our Bears fan take of the day before the caller there. That John from Chicago guy. The stutter was a dead giveaway that there was no confidence from the Bears fan take of the day.
I mean, again, you're just trying to find up something. Yeah, I agree. Brad, at least he had a little juice and a little energy.
Give me some of that.
And spoke with some type of belief, even though I know he doesn't believe it. We're bullying everybody. Yeah.
Bullying.
Yeah.
Over to the KBN Sports Desk with Alex Strofe.
Week 16, it's Packers-Bears at Soldier Field. Live on Saturday night, 7:20 p.m. kickoff between the Bears and Packers on Week 16 at Soldier Field, December 20th.
December 20th. All right. Don't have plans. Just making sure. Going through the family calendar real quick.
Yeah, no,
That's a Saturday night.
Yeah, it was a Saturday game the whole time.
Regardless, so. It was just a matter of which game would be which because the Eagles and Commanders also play that day. And I think when that schedule was created initially, they were probably thinking, "Oh, Commanders Eagles Week 16. That could be for the division." Little did they know. Packers Bears for the division.
Ooh, Brett comes in the 608 with some oomph. I can't wait to hear your excuses on Monday, Kyle, when my Bears steamroll the Packers. Is this a bot?
My Bears steamroll the Packers.
It sounds like with a Bucks bot account we get, you know?
It actually does.
Yeah, like, stop it. Let's just be real right now. That's not going to happen. That is not what you expect to happen come Sunday. First and foremost, the Packers ain't getting steamrolled by anybody, and for dang sure won't be steamrolled by the Chicago Bears. You don't believe it, I don't believe it, so let's stop playing these games.
In 2 minutes, we have Are You Smarter Than Ben Bruss coming up. Bears fans might have a chance to feel better about themselves if I lose. You know, their intelligence will be matched. 800-990-3776.
Wow.
Let's go caller number 9, 800-990-3776 for the number of wins the Bears will be stuck at after Sunday's game. 800-990-3776. You get 15 questions in 90 seconds. You're allowed to say skip or pass, and then if you get through all the questions, you're allowed to come back. I'm looking to get to 10 wins on the year. Oh, am I at 9? I'm at 9. I just need one more in the month of December to get to 10 wins. 800.
Hold on, before we go to break, who gets the 10 wins first, the Bears or Ben?
Oh, yeah. That is so good.
Noodle on that. 800-990-3776. Are you smarter than Ben Brust? In 2 minutes, don't go anywhere.